Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for the third edition of this very piratey episode of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to hop on a saloon with your friends, or a brigadier with your friends, and sail together or either sail on by. I am Corey. I am joined by my co-captain, Basher.
That's not a thing. Don't try to belittle me like that. It's not a thing. No such thing as a co-captain.
I mean, yeah, there is. I don't.
there's no co-captain on the seas. Anyway, good day,
maybe,
sirs.
Maybe not. I feel like that's wrong. But
there's no co. No pirate ship had a co-captain. That's just asking for a mutiny.
I mean, even Star Trek had co-captains.
Okay.
And that's space.
That's the deep frontier. Like, no one knows about that place.
Some would
yet.
Call the it front. The final frontier.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I was going for, but clearly I do not know my Trek.
Jeez. This is not what this episode. We're no. Not about Star Trek in the slightest.
It's going swimmingly. We're good.
Oh, I see what you did there. We're going to be talking about Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life, the newest DLC that was revealed by Microsoft at E3 2021 with a very swift release date, a full-on Pirates of the Caribbean conspiratorship, but that's not right. What's the word I'm looking for? Co-licensing deal with Pirates of the Caribbean. Before that, you want to tell us about Sea of Thieves? You want to give us a phone call? Shoot us a text message? You can right now, 574-651-9256. And you can shoot us an email at gpopfans@gmail.com. Why not do that? Why not do that and let us know what you think? But before we move on, nope, that's not what I'm going to say. But now, let's move on. This is Sea of Thieves. You probably know the details. It's made by Rare, makers of things like Donkey Kong Country and Perfect Dark, GoldenEye, and Kinect Sports, all under one roof. This is available on Xbox Series X and S with native versions, PC and Xbox One. All of these have crossplay together, regularly priced at... I didn't get the regular price. I was assuming it was $59.99 still, but this game is almost always on sale for like the $30 range. And obviously, if you're an Xbox Game Pass member, you have access to it. DLC is all cosmetic. They have moved to a seasons sort of thing. Seasons rotation. So there's four different, you know, battle passes every year. You can get pets. There's tons of cosmetic, but all of the content is free. Like Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life. Completely free. We played through all of it. Now, let's talk about it.
I was actually pretty excited for this one when they announced it at the, what, the E3?
It was the E3s.
All the threes, all the E's.
Three of them.
All trees of them. I was pretty excited for it. As a Pirates of the Caribbean movie fan, I was looking forward to seeing Captain Jack Sparrow on the seas. I was excited for the Black Pearl. Maybe will be there. Antics will ensue. Just a good old fashioned party time. My first hint of reservation was when they said that this would be entirely instance based. meaning it's only PvE and you cannot be interrupted by other players. That kind of threw me off a bit, just because there's a certain appeal to this game for me at this point, where I kind of like the openness, the sense of adventure, of wonder, of just kind of, what's that over there? Let's go look at it. Oh shoot, is that another ship? Are they friendly? Are they not? Just a lot of fun chaos can happen in that game. So when they said this is going to be instance-based and PvE only, I immediately just kind of was like, this seems like a bad idea. When you first launch the game, they want you to do the introduction, right? Like the tutorial mission, if you will. The intro to the pirate's life. And that intro lasts, I want to say, about, I don't know, 3 hours.
Too long is the answer. Too long is the only thing you need to know.
It's so long, to the point where I thought it was not an intro, but it sure as heck was. And it's really, for me, I don't know how you feel, it was downhill from there for me.
Buckle up. Rant incoming. I am kind of, as we have now finished this and I've slept on it, I am baffled by this DLC. From a structure point, from a gameplay point, I am totally confused and just baffled that this is what they did with this partnership. Because I actually, when I heard about the instance-based thing, I was actually kind of excited because, okay, Sea of Thieves from day one has had issues in terms of what is this game. And I have been on both sides of the fence of saying, like, I don't like the fact that it's so open. I do not like the fact that I can be grieved. I do not like the fact that there's just not a ton to do. And I was just kind of one of those people who was like, you know, it'd be great if there was some type of story content for me to go through so I could just sort of get acquainted with it. But as time went on and they added more things and they added more content to it that wasn't exactly story-based, I came around on it. I was saying, like, you know, I understand the magic of this game now. I couldn't see it before because it was so hard to find the magic, but they've done a very good job of finding the magic with the new additions that they made. So when they said it was instance-based, I was like, you know, like, I get it. Like, I could go for some Sea of Thieves story content, some very good crafted moments of the magic of this game. But it's, to me, A Pirate's Life is everything wrong with Sea of Thieves, elongated to like 10 hours. And I don't get it. Like you said with the intro, you don't do anything. Like, you just sit there and you watch it. That is what you do in the intro. You don't steer the ship. You just stand on the ship. Like, what is happening? The one thing in Sea of Thieves I want to do is not stand on the ship. Like, I want to control the ship. And there are times where I can go to the wheel. I can spin the wheel. But no, this ship is on a magnetic rail that is not going anywhere. And it does that a lot. Why does it do it so much? I don't understand.
So the, like, it's funny, like, just sailing, just the activity of sailing in this game is its own kind of fun, therapeutic gameplay. The sea itself is its own character for me. Just the choppy waves, the harsh waves, the calm waves, the storms, the the Kraken, the Sharks, the everything. Like, you just don't, like, the seas are, like, can be very treacherous. They can be very forgiving. Like, you don't know. Like, you can see a weather pattern come in. It's like, oh, we're about to hit a storm. And it's so engrossing. And then you get into a pirate's life. Everything is, like, grayish green.
Everything.
Tinted. Yeah. Like, everything is gray. It's just gray-green tint. Everything. The sea has no life. There's never a choppy wave. There's never a strong push. There's never a really strong wind. It's just always just this dead sea. Just, and you just sail, and it sails by itself. And the puzzle, like, part of the frustration, the fun frustration in this game is getting a treasure map, deciphering the treasure map, getting to an island, getting to the second piece of this puzzle, trying to decipher this puzzle, and it taking you an hour to complete this tall tale. And it's like, but you've worked toward completing this tall tale. The pirate's life is nothing like that. It's like you said, it takes away all of the fun aspects from the game to focus on saving Jack Sparrow and his crew. Characters who you don't get to keep or spend any significant time with.
Yeah, I'm so, like, depressed about this. That's a little extreme, but no, you're right. Like, it's super strange that this is a Pirates of the Caribbean themed thing, because it really doesn't feel like Pirates of the Caribbean. Like you said, those characters are there, but until basically the last mission, they're not really there. You spend a majority of this campaign content trying to find Jack Sparrow, and you find him a couple times. And every time that I meet Jack Sparrow, I'm not excited about it. Like, I don't get to drive the Black Pearl. I don't get the crew on my ship. I don't get Jack Sparrow anything. I don't even get, like, a Jack Sparrow hat, you know? Like, I'm super confused. Like, I don't know what else to say without ranting. Like, I hate this. Like, I absolutely hate it. I hated A Pirate's Life. Like, I absolutely hated everything but the last mission, which I won't spoil, but...
Well, it's the only mission you do something.
Right, and, like, a lot of... like, and that's a little bit hyperbolic of saying, like, it's the only time you do something. Like, you are constantly doing something in A Pirate's Life, but none of it is fun, and it's so long. Like, there is a mission, I guess this is slight spoilers, where you have to basically, like, dive deep into the sea, and that was kind of cool. Like, you have to dive deep into the sea and find a sunken ship, and that was a neat moment. Fair warning, we have not finished all of the tall tales. We've done, or let me rephrase that. We finished all the tall tales in A Pirate's Life, but we have not finished all of the original tall tales. We have like three left. So maybe you do that in one of those three tall tales. I'm not sure. But like that felt new and unique to me. But that's it though. Like, that's like 1/10 of the mission, and the rest of the mission is just, you're not doing anything. Like, you're not doing anything half the time. And anytime you go into the actual Dead Sea, which is, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean theme stuff, it, like, there was a moment to where we were sort of sailing, but not very fast, and we had to go to these islands and light these lanterns. We did that for like half an hour. Just like walking from island to island, lighting these lanterns, and it's not difficult. And it to me, it's the biggest revealing factor of Sea of Thieves is just like they found magic there, but they found it wasn't easy to get people to find it. If that makes sense, like you have to guide the player into finding what makes your game fun. Some games can do it quickly, some can't. It, you know, it just depends. Like with Doom 2016, in the first 10 minutes, you know whether or not you are into that game. Like, it is so good at guiding you in, like, this is what this game is. Find out. Sea of Thieves takes a long time. You have to sort of commit to it, but it got there. This is everything bad that could go wrong in Sea of Thieves. Doing the same thing for 90 minutes with no reward. I think my biggest issue with Sea of Thieves is still the lack of reward sometimes. The Battle Pass and stuff has sort of fixed that in a way that I feel like I'm always progressing towards something. But sometimes I feel like the treasure and stuff that I'm getting, it just isn't great. And again, I think they've come a long way in addressing that. But there are literally times where we were fighting things for half an hour to an hour. And nothing changes about the moment. Like, it's like you've got this scepter that shoots this little wave thing. Do that for half an hour and kill 20 of these things. And it's just like, why? Like, why is this so long? I don't understand. Like, this isn't fun. And how many times, I think we said out loud, like, is it glitched? Like, any time that you have to say out loud, is it glitched, is not a good thing. And I felt that so many times. It was just like, is something wrong with the game? Like, are we literally supposed to just be standing here fighting things? And then it got to a point to where there was a moment where we were at the Dead Sea standing on this boat, and we were just waiting around because we got accustomed to, like, well, clearly the ship has to be going somewhere, right? Like, are we just supposed to wait? And no, it turns out that's one of those moments you have to go up to this torch that's in the middle of the boat. And maybe the guy said we were supposed to do that, but we got so accustomed to just being bored with the game and being just like, we're clearly just got to wait sometimes or just do the thing it wants us to do over and over and over. And that is my experience with A Pirate's Life, of everything wrong with Sea of Thieves, encapsulated is not right. I can't say the S in the word. Is everything wrong with the game personified in this campaign that is wrapped around Pirates of the Caribbean, that's supposed to be the draw? Like, the Pirates of the Caribbean is supposed to be what brings you into this, and I'm just really shocked that only the last mission is somewhat Sea of Thieves. Like, the rest of the game is not what you do when playing Sea of Thieves. You don't do any of that stuff. And I'm baffled by it. Like, absolutely baffled by everything in this.
It definitely sounds like it. Like, this add-on feels more like it's trying to get newer fans who've never played Sea of Thieves and as opposed to rewarding people who've been playing for years. And that's a large part of my issue with it as well. Like, I don't mind it because the Pirate's Life is about 5 tales long. I don't mind the first one or two being sort of like an introduction to the game, whatnot, but it just never picks up and assumes that you've played this game before. It doesn't end with saying, thank you for sticking with us for so long through the thick and thin here. Like, you know, like it just really feels like it's just for people who watched E3 for, like, for the first time ever. And they got their first Xbox and said, hey, let's try Sea of Thieves. And let's just slap this Pirates of the Caribbean theme on it. And which is the worst part about it is the fact that, like, I think you touched upon this. It's like you got this licensing and it's like you did nothing with it. Like, I'm a big fan of Pirates of the Caribbean, even though they ended pretty terribly movie-wise. Like, I'm still a big fan of that character, Jack Sparrow. I think he's one of the more just kind of energetic and ridiculous characters out there. And you don't get any of that at all. Like, he's only on your boat like once or twice, and even then they poorly animate him. So, like, you hear him talking a lot, just repeating the same lines over and over again. But half the time you're like, is he next to me? Is he on the boat? Like, I don't know where he is. You don't interact with these characters. You don't get to live a pirate's life with the Black Pearl. Like, right. The Black Pearl is his own character. Like, we should have spent half the time, if not more, on the Black Pearl. Like, you go through all this trouble to resurrect these people, these characters, these things, and it's like, you get nothing out of it. You get nothing from it. You spend no time with it. Barbossa shows up for what? Yeah. Davy Jones shows up just to stand there and look at you. It's really just, it's mind-blowing how much they dropped the ball with this, with this partnership.
I think part of it is that, like, it's such a no-brainer, right? Like, there is zero, absolutely zero chance that when making Sea of Thieves, that Pirates of the Caribbean was not circled on a whiteboard somewhere. You know, like, I was saying, like, we want to give people that experience of feeling like they're in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, or, you know, or, and they nail that part, right? Like, there's scenes in those movies, and I'm with you in that, like, Pirates of the Caribbean is a franchise that has a lot of ups and downs, but I enjoy the ups so much that the downs, I can sort of forgive them. But, you know, there's scenes like, you know, when Jack is pirating a storm and he's, you know, it just, there's certain moments in those movies that they clearly tried to recreate in Pirates of the Caribbean, or in Sea of Thieves, and they do a decent job at it. So it just seems like a no-brainer that this partnership, like, just, it's just such a duh moment of, it's like, man, like, they did the thing that you wanted them to do. Like, they got the Pirates of the Caribbean license, and they did the work of actually making these characters and putting them in this universe, but then they just, like, and what I mean by doing the work is, like, literally, like, modeling them and animating them, but then there's just weird things, like, with Jack, like, it seems like they lost focus, or they lacked focus on how to sort of keep him in the loop, if that makes sense, like, of what you're doing. So, like, he teleports around a lot for some reason, and there's so many times where, you know, you lose focus on what's happening. Like, you hear Jack talking, and he's doing something, but you don't know where he is. And you sort of said that, but, like, but not just on the boat. Like, there's times he's doing Jack Sparrow things, but I don't know where he is. And then something happens, and I missed it because the game didn't focus me to where I should be looking. Like, it's baffling. Like, I just don't. It feels like it wasn't play tested at all. And they just,
I really hate that part too. The fact that Jack Sparrow is doing Jack Sparrow-y things. Like, that's one of my biggest beefs. It's like, he's not doing enough Jack Sparrow-y things. Like, there are, when we look at games like Uncharted, like, they get praised for their sort of animation and direction work, you know, like, When Drake is speaking, he's not just when Drake is speaking with people, he's not just sitting there while Elena is talking to someone else. You know, he's not just standing there going, duh. Was Jack like, Jack Sparrow is one of the most animated characters, like, in cinema.
Right. And he commands the screen. If he's on screen, you're paying attention to him for good reason.
But he's just like, he literally just stands there when he's not the one talking. He'll just stand there listening, just with his hand on his hip.
Yeah.
And just kind of swaying. And it's like, this guy, like, we should have been on a roller coaster ride with Jack Sparrow of, like, what is this man getting us into now? What is this? What's going on now? Like, but it's just, It's just like you said. It's everything you asked for, and then they just drop the ball on every aspect of it.
Yeah, I don't know how much more I can say without just, like, I absolutely hated this, and it's probably more so because it's disappointing. You know, like,
oh, absolutely.
But I want to also say that, you know, like, we don't finish everything that we play on the show strictly for time reasons, but that's also part of the point of the show is, like, if it's not worth your time, it's not worth your time. I don't understand how we ended up finishing this because we were not having a good time at all. And I think part of it is because of, it's just like, this has to get better, right? Like this, 100%. This has to be amazing, right? Like, it just has to be. And you get glimpses of that in the last mission, in the last Tall Tale, because you're playing Sea of Thieves for the most part, and you're having fun. But I also find it interesting, you know, with your point of earlier saying, like, it does sort of feel like it, like an intro to Sea of Thieves. But that last part, if you're not familiar with Sea of Thieves, it could be really difficult. Like, we had a little bit of difficulty in – we've played a lot of Sea of Thieves. Like – so there's just so many aspects that, again, it doesn't feel play-tested, and it feels like they dropped the ball, like, just from a design standpoint. And it, I don't know, it's super weird. Like, part of me also feels like that they, some of this stuff doesn't even really fit in with the Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, some of the stuff that you're doing, it also feels like...
none of it does. Yeah,
it kind of feels like they already had missions built for something else, and maybe they just sort of slapped this in there at one time.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's what I get the feeling of. Yeah. I mean, like, you watch these movies, and it's really just like an adventure. Like, I really was hoping for this just adventure to happen. Like, because the problem with Sea of Thieves is, although I enjoy playing it, like, it's kind of hard to recommend at times, just simply because, like, you sometimes it feels like you do a lot of nothing,
right?
But the scene is, but just going, just navigating the sea is fun in of itself. But I mean, this is just not a good representation of that at all on any level.
Yeah, it's depressing. I don't really want to say much more because we have had nothing really positive to say here, so yeah, it's bad. It's that simple. It's bad. It is truly, truly disappointing to me of just how much of a swing and a miss this was entirely. And I'm genuinely just like I kind of don't want to play Sea of Thieves anymore. like it was so just off-putting that I'm just like, man, like, what happened? And I'm annoyed that we spent so much time with it, and we should have stopped, but we didn't. So, like, I guess that's on us. like,
but you're so right, though. Right. I sat there just. You know what? Testament to you. If it wasn't you, I would not finish this because I literally sat there having a bad time at this game, and I feel like I know for a fact in the back of my mind it was just a lot of this is just like the front end. Like, it gets way better. Yeah. No. It's going to really take off here soon. Okay, we got Jack on the boat. It's gone now. But here we go off to Hollywood Rays, like, and it's like nothing.
Just nothing. Depressing. But what's really, again, what's frustrating is that last mission was a lot of fun. Like, I enjoyed it, but it does not do anything that is not Sea of Thieves. Like, the last mission is basically Sea of Thieves with Jack Sparrow sort of in the background. That's it. Like, that is totally it. And so that's what's kind of frustrating, as well as, like, even the good parts of it does not utilize the license or the ideas well. You know, and because we had some moments, you know, and that's when Sea of Thieves is special, is those moments that you have together. There's a time that, you know, we were playing with a third and we locked you in the brig, and then we got attacked by a kraken and you ended up dying, like, because we played a joke on you and the joke went wrong very quickly. Like, and, like, so those are the moments that you have, and we had some of those moments, but it wasn't due to anything in a pirate's life. It's because that's what Sea of Thieves is good at, is those moments. So... I don't know. I'm struggling to find. This is truly one of the most disappointing things I've ever played. Like genuinely,
you're not wrong. Genuinely. Like it sounds hyperbole, but you're not wrong, because we've had this love hate, want to love just stay away from hate relationship with this game. I think going forward, this might be, unless there's another huge DLC, I don't think we should need to come back to this game. This game is what it is.
Right.
The reason we came back to it is because there's this love hate relationship with it, where it's like, no, guys, you gotta understand, there's magic here. You just need to come across it. There's definitely magic here.
It seems to finally. Sea of Thieves is doing phenomenal right now. Like, it's got more players than it ever has. It's constantly on the Steam bestsellers list. Like, people are finding that magic, and it's one of those things. You know, we sort of cheat when it comes to Sea of Thieves. You know, it's just like, it's a hard game to recommend, but you should play it, kind of thing. And with that little caveat of, like, you got to find the magic, but people are finding it more and more. Word of mouth is carrying this game. So when this happened, again, it seemed just like a match made in heaven. It's just like, this is it. This is where Sea of Thieves goes from, you know, on this trajectory of it started off bad, started to get good, then it got really good, and then it hit that peak, and it's like, oh man, and then now they're dropping this Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, this game is going to be, it's going to skyrocket into oblivion because they did the thing that they needed to do. But now it's just like, I'm curious how other people are feeling of just like, after trying to play this or finishing it, of just like, I'm kind of done. Like, I don't really need to see any more of this game anymore. And
that's the most disappointing part. Right. Like, it really broke me. Like, I before playing this expansion, or this DLC rather, if you said, let's do another Tall Tales today, I'm like, absolutely, let's do it.
Right.
I'm gonna call up some people and see if we can get like a squad of four. We'll do it. But now it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Like, if it wasn't for this show, like, I think it would be easy to go back to Sea of Thieves. But since we're always trying to play new stuff, like, just from a time perspective, it's just like, man, like, Sea of Thieves is a commitment. Like, you. Time is not your friend if Sea of Thieves is, if you want to play a lot of Sea of Thieves, like, you know, because it can take a long time to do things in a good way. I think that's part of the magic. But, you know, we borderline wasted 8 to 10 hours on this freaking DLC. And it's just like, I'm okay. I'm good. Like, I am good. I'm good for a while. Like, it's going to take a lot to pull me back into Sea of Thieves at this point. So, which is depressing. Again, like, it is just so disappointing on every level, on absolutely every level. So I was talking to someone about it, and she even kind of, like, as I was like explaining, because she actually, you don't know this, but she was watching us play some of it, and she's like, this looks really cool, but you're not, like, doing anything.
Right.
And, like, and this is someone who doesn't play games that much. Like, she plays, you know, she plays, like, The Sims, you know, and stuff like that, you know, very casual, easy to pick up things. And she could even spot it, just like, this looks cool, but you're not doing any. It's just, I don't know. I'm rambling at this point, but it.
A side note, just to build off that ramble, I noticed a third party watching you, watching you play. They'll give you usually very, very good feedback.
Right.
Like, just because, like, they're not playing it, they're watching it in there. They don't know what's going on, and it's kind of the whole, when you're selling a game, when you're reviewing a game, it's, you want to be as objective as possible. But there's no better objectivity than someone looking over your shoulder going, that's kind of boring looking.
Right.
And it's like, no, you're right. you're right.
Like, it kind of just confirmed what I was feeling. So, but there was even just a moment, like, because she asked later, she's like, so, like, are you still playing that? And I was like, yeah. She's like, you don't sound very happy about it. And I was like, no, I'm really not. Like, I'm really not. And it just, I don't know. It's depressing. So, all right, that's going to do it. We got to stop talking about this. Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life. I'm going to borderline even say don't play it. Like, it is not, if you're playing Sea of Thieves, do not play it. It is a waste of time. Just flat out waste of time. So,
there's no borderline about it for me. Like, this is a full blown skip. Like, if you have Sea of Thieves already and you think about doing A Pirate's Life, don't do it. It's pointless. I mean, If you're one of those people that have like the pass and you want to get all the items and whatnot, have at it, whatever. But if you, just from a purely fun gameplay perspective, like no, this is nothing here, not a thing.
Yeah. So, all right, that is gonna do it for this episode. Unfortunately, you can email us gpopfans@gmail.com. I already don't have one of these days I'll memorize this phone number. Today is not the day. 574-651-9256. That's the phone number you can call if you want to leave us a voicemail, shoot us a text message. If you want to talk about Pirate's Life, go for it. Maybe you super enjoyed it. Who knows? So, all right. When it comes to the future of this show, we're going to be talking about Steep still. We're going to be doing The Evil Within 2. Those are on docket. Those are almost done. There is a game coming out soon that I am very much looking forward to, called The Ascent, I believe. Is that what it's called? Now, I'm looking forward to it so much that I don't remember what it's called. Let me look at it. I swear that's what it's called. Yes, The Ascent. I'm very much looking forward to that. That is a kind of dungeon crawler-y game. That's coming at the end of July, so we'll be doing an episode on that as well. And then Flight Simulator is coming out for Xbox One, but I don't think we're going to be doing an episode on that because I don't expect that to be vastly different. They are doing a huge patch for Flight Simulator, though. Flight Simulator is a very notorious game for just sort of being extremely demanding in terms of running it. So, but they're rewriting a large chunk of the engine, and apparently it's going to yield significant results performance-wise. So if you are still playing that or you haven't jumped into it yet, maybe wait for that. It's coming at the end of the month next to the Series X and S release. So you do have your Series X now. I mean, any comments on that?
Boring. I mean, it's not Series X specific. I mean, before we get out of here, I will say give a little backstory on how I got it and why I got it. So I got the PlayStation Lottery email saying I was eligible to buy a PlayStation 5. I went ahead and purchased that PS5. And then I said, there's nothing for this PS5. I mean, I like my Ratchet and Clanks. I love my Ratchet and Clanks. Returnal's getting some pretty good reviews. Has some issues though. But for the most part, the PlayStation is not going to be a must-needed system until much later next year at the soonest, considering all their games coming out on PS4 anyway. So all their big exclusives anyway. So I thought it would be better to have a Xbox. Well, my first thought was to either trade this PS5 in for the cash and put that toward a new PC build, or just get an Xbox and start building a PC later this year. It all depended on timing for me. Whichever one came first. It just so happened the Xbox Series X came across my desk first via Best Buy link, and I figured I traded in for the Xbox Series X simply because of Game Pass. I have Game Pass. I have enough games on Game Pass to play, and there's some day one stuff coming out that will take some advantage of the Xbox Series X. And so for me, it was simply a software choice. There's more software on the Xbox Series X, which is why I stuck with this one.
Well, there you go. So I'm curious, as we are going to be playing, because we are going to be playing Halo as well, Halo 3 ODST and Halo 4 and 5 before Infinite comes out, just campaigns, not a lot of multiplayer, stuff like that. So going from an Xbox One to a Series X, especially because you have a 4K display, how much of a difference that's going to sort of make on your end, as well as HDR now. So so there you go. There you go. So coming up, we're going to be doing Evil Within, as well as, what did I say? Steep, and then The Ascent, and then also those Halo games will be coming at some point before, not Halo Master Chief, Halo Infinite comes out. So there you go. All right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with either Evil Within 2 or Steep.
Good day, sirs.